Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
All right, second down. Jones, pressure in his face. Throws chains. Has a catch. And Jones wants the ball. And it's loose. And the Rams will pick it up. Cameron Kitchens with some blockers. Turnover, and the Rams have it.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call.
Tom was great, Steiny.
The 49ers, they were down 14-0 at that point.
Yeah.
They were driving, and Juwan Jennings ends up catching a ball. Looked like a big gain, fumbles, Rams get it. They score, and that's pretty much your ball game at 21-0.
Yeah, and Jennings, you got to hang on to it. Not no fumbles happen, but, you know, I was so impressed with Brady, Sonny. I wrote down a couple of quotes he said real quick, and I know we're not in L.A., but they ran the three tight end grouping, and it's all based on Nacua getting hurt. And he said necessity is the mother of invention, and they found ways to go to this three tight end grouping, and they played against a base defense, and you're dealing with three or four combinations, so it simplifies the defensive playbook. And they just now have three tight ends getting guarded by linebackers, Sonny, and – I mean, they're just killing it right now, and he's just – their groupings, they used as a weapon yesterday, and that's why you saw Gifford chasing. It was Copps and Roberts, and he wasn't the only one. Multiple tight ends by the Rams yesterday, and they just – it looked real easy and impressive yesterday.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I think we knew this was going to be a tough game, particularly after the 49ers won the first matchup between the two. I think ideally it would have been a little bit closer than that. But, you know, I get the sense – I'm trying to figure out where 49ers fans are right now. And I guess the silver lining is that there's nothing really left to do. You're not going to make a move. You have only one thing left to do, and that's put the best team you can out there with the healthiest players you can out there and play the next seven games and see if you can win – four of them, and then see if that's good enough.
Yeah, and the Rams got – oh, go ahead.
Yeah, but there's really nothing to do here except possibly waiting for a couple guys to get healthy.
Yeah. And
that's it.
And by my accounts, Donnie, that's on the offensive end, because to me what it looks like the rest of the seven games that the Niners play, and for them, and I talked about it, throw a parade if this team with all its injuries as a whole – was able to get to the playoffs. Now you're on the outside looking in. You still got time. But, Steiny, you need this team to have its offense be perfect. And I'm asking you, is it because the Rams put on this clinic, have you lost any confidence in the defense? Because
yeah, I mean, the defense is just
your man, Steiny. I mean, but there were breakdowns, and this was a team, but you had Warner when you went up and beat them last. But I was blown away that the Rams, you said they were up 14-0. Well, guess what? Last time you hooked up in L.A., you were the team that got up 14-0. You were the team that that, you know, started off well. And yesterday the Rams came out and for the whole game basically did whatever they wanted to do. I'm just wondering, Steiny, okay, this wasn't good enough to beat the Rams, and I've given Sala his flowers for what he's made up for, but I guess now I'm thinking, in the NFL is a week-to-week league, in my opinion. All right, can you do something against Arizona and Brissett? Was it just the Rams, you know? And you're kind of hoping that's the case.
I think it's – look, I don't think I'm telling 49er fans anything they don't know, but it's going to be virtually impossible to make a run in the postseason because you're gonna have to play two or three good teams, and they can't beat a good team, I don't believe. At least at this point with that defense. And I just think as the season moves on and the more teams have to play for, that's gonna show up. But you still got to play the games and you still got to put that defense out there. And I don't know. The one thing that seems apparent to me is it doesn't feel like a lot of fans out there even have the thought of, well, if Brock comes back, we get the offense humming and we can, there seems to be a resignation about this team that it's just not our year, but we enjoy how gritty you're playing, but we don't believe you're going anywhere.
And maybe that's why Lynch did what he did, which was nothing at the deadline, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think one player would have made a difference here. Now, if he could have gotten two or three, maybe that's a different story, but it's clear they didn't want to give up any draft capital.
Yeah, and what hurts, if I'm a Niner fan too, Steiny, because you know how I watch games with my heart, but as ugly as this got, and it was 21-0, 21-7 at half, you score right out of the half. I mean, George Kittle's just reminding everybody how spectacular he is, just did his job, and you get within seven. So it's one thing to kind of accept defeat and say we can't stop them, but you got to stop or two. And then the defense is put in a position to where if we can get one stop or even a turnover to help us out, it would have felt like a football lottery ticket. Steiny, it's just kind of you die of many deaths because you couldn't get that stop.
Yeah,
I thought you were being so for real in the room when you were saying you got within seven twice.
I mean, the bottom line is the way I look at football, especially a game like this, unless you have the ball and down a score less, you're not in it. I mean, sure, you can make a play and turn a game around, but the 49ers cut it to seven, and in both times they cut it to seven, the Rams
Allen Iverson, they answered.
They just ran up the field and scored. So even when they got it to 21-14, you know, they hadn't really had a lot of success on defense, so...
But you're saying, you know, a fumble, anything.
Look at the defense. Like, this is where we got to be honest.
And we are.
Okay, well, look, Stafford, Williams, Nacua...
Quorum.
Adams,
go ahead.
Higbee, Quorum. You're not going to stop that team if you're Parkinson, a 49ers defense.
Yeah, Higbee.
Like, that's too good of an offense. They'll exploit that the 49er defense, and I don't care how good a coach Robert Saleh is. I mean, if you're playing second-rate type players and you're playing a team like that, you're going to get hammered.
All right. I need your help, though.
Stafford did that previous two opponents.
Yeah.
He's had three straight games now with four touchdowns.
Listen to how on fire their offense was, Steiny. They came into the game, the Rams that is, scoring touchdowns on their nine last visits or trips to the red zone. And they come in here and get four touchdowns. So it just speaks to how good they are and how incredible it was for the Niners to steal that game, because that's what they did, you know, a couple months back when they won on Thursday night. But I truly need your help. I don't need you to fight me. I just need your help. So we saw the Niners have a turnover on downs. They ran a fourth and one, didn't get it, and McCaffrey had the ball. And I know McCaffrey's been everything to this team. But, Steiny, my takeaway is how – do you think that Kyle Shanahan could implement Brian Robinson Jr., who had only eight carries, 41 yards, but you could just tell 5 yards a pop, there was a more physical component when he ran the ball. And I was just thinking to myself, and I'm going Monday morning quarterback, maybe if he would have had the rock on fourth and one and you're not running to the outside and you're running up the gut, maybe Robinson Jr. could have had the rock, you know, in that situation, and maybe you get it. Or am I saying, come on, Goo, you can't take away your best player. But yesterday, I think it was apparent to the naked eye that Robinson's, he's different than McCaffrey, but how can you implement him a bit more?
I mean,
I'm not saying that's why you lost, partner, but maybe on short yardage situation, you give it to him.
Okay, so
just a thought I had watching that game yesterday.
But this is kind of where, like, so all season through nine games, we're just going to rave about how great McCaffrey is. He should be in the MVP consideration. Nobody's gutsier. Nobody's tougher. Nobody. Blah, blah, blah.
But a lot of that's in the passing game. No shade at McCaffrey.
Okay. Well, I don't like. I'm sorry. He got eight carries. You're down 21-0. Like, there weren't going to be a lot of carries in that game. How many times did McCaffrey carry yesterday? I don't even know.
12.
Okay. So
for
you're
30
down,
yards, 2.5 a pop. Robinson had 5.1 yards.
I don't believe Robinson's a better runner than McCaffrey. He's tough, no doubt about it.
I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, I'm sure Robinson benefits from getting the ball. I don't know, is McCaffrey not even in the game? A lot of times he's not in the game. So maybe you do want to use Robinson more. But, you know, this game was...
Yeah, it was about the defense.
Yeah. Greg's in San Ramon. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
To me, the game's broken out. There's some good news and some bad news. And what the bad news first is, it's bad for the 49ers, is I think the Rams are probably and have been all year the best team in football. I mean, if you look back, they could be undefeated. I mean, they probably should have beat the 49ers, and they definitely should have beat the Eagles. And with Devontae Adams, you know, it's just ridiculous. But what I noticed yesterday was they were just killing the 49ers on that little screen pass. The blocking was just perfection. And what was missing was usually if the 49ers were to compete like they did the first game, the guy that would break up those little screen passes, because they were just overpowering them, Fred Warner would always go in and knock that lead guy off, and then they would all gang tackle after that. He wasn't there to do that. They don't have anybody strong enough to break that screen pass, and the Rams are smart. They're well coached. They noticed that, and they just kept going to it and going to it, and they were just breaking off huge yards. The good news for the 49ers is I think they're probably good enough to make the playoffs. And then anything could happen in the playoffs. But, I mean, let's face it, the Rams are probably the best team in football.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. The closest the Niners got in that game, to my way of thinking, was when it was 21-14.
All right.
6 minutes left in the third. And
fourth down.
Fourth and two.
Yeah.
Niners had a shot. And they just got it, and then they took it in for a score to go back up two scores. But the Niners never could get the ball in the one-score game yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan said he knew this was going to be a tough one.
I mean, we knew it would be a big challenge going in. We know how good they are, but we thought we could slow them down and find a way to get off on third down. We obviously didn't do that very well. We did it twice there in the first half, got none in the second half. Thought we had a chance down there in the red zone. When Stafford scrambled, we came up to get him and gave him a touchdown there. But it wasn't anything really in particular, just not good enough.
That was a great play by Stafford. I think he fooled everybody. Yeah. I think he fooled everybody and tricked him into thinking he was going to run in, and then he backed up. And
I saw it.
Just kind of threw it over the defender's heads for an easy touchdown.
Now, my question to you and the listeners and myself, Stoney, is how he said how he knows how good the Rams are. It's 6-4. You know, how good are the 49ers? And I know Brissett's not Stafford, and they, you know, got Harrison Jr., but he's no Adams or Nacua. You know, do teams just look at what the Rams did offensively or do what Houston did and keep the ball away? I'm just getting to the point of how good are the Niners with their defense?
They're like a play-in team in the NBA. Mm. That's the way I'd look at them right now. They're a play-in team. And if they win some games down the stretch, they'll get in. But I don't think they're going anywhere. Mm. It's tough to imagine this team going anywhere with this defense.
Right.
And I don't know. Is Brock Purdy enough to overcome that?
Well, probably it wasn't not. Yesterday, and they didn't. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Just
I was thinking you were saying Mac Jones, and the bottom line, as great as the offense was, or if you think the Niners' offense wasn't the reason you got beat, Well, then the standard is you got to be perfect. And the Niners' offense in the first half wasn't. And I know fumbles happen, but that's why that Jennings fumble was a killer, Steiny. Like, you just can't afford that.
Yeah. I mean,
you just can't.
You can't.
And no Pearsall. I mean, I love what I saw from Kittle, McCaffrey in the receiving game, and Robinson when he got the rock. But to ask an offense to be perfect, man, you saw that yesterday where they just got seven in the first half, and now you're chasing.
Yeah, the I mean, the bottom line, too, is when you get down, 49ers, they're not very good when they get down, especially this year, because their defense isn't very good. But this team,
Brady talked about that.
This team can't come back from a 21-0 deficit. I mean, I shouldn't say they can't, but they're not really built for it because they want to run the football. But guess what? They can't run the ball, and they haven't been able to stop the run.
Yeah. Can I ask you? Go ahead.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a big problem, Steiny. It is a big problem. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Bourne, the last time he hooked up and they played the Rams, he went bonkers. 10 catches, just doing anything, looking like Randy Moss. Yesterday, Steiny, and here lately, he's had one reception for 19 yards, and he's had that rapport that he's had with Mac Jones, even at another locale. I'm just asking you, what do you think's happened to Kendrick Bourne and that connection with him and Mac?
They're probably game planning more for him.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy has 200-yard receiving games, and he's not a superstar. You can probably take that away if you want, if a good defense wants to take it away. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, like, you know, we kind of just showed, like, in a way, you know, we're kind of a middle-of-the-pack kind of team. I mean, look, you know, and going off of what Greg was saying too, Rams are one of the best teams in the NFL. You know, with the amount of injuries that we have, especially on the defense, and I mean, in that case, the offense too, we're not at full strength whatsoever, guys. I mean, you know, in general, I just feel like, you know, yeah, we can maybe make the wild card at this point, but, you know, I'm even looking, and I talked about it on my last call too. You know, we have the Seahawks in week 18 or whatever it is. And, you know, I don't think that we could even compete with the Seahawks at this point. I just feel like, you know, we're just, again, middle pack of kind of the team, just kind of lick our wounds at this point and just kind of get ready for the next season. In a way, because we don't have the weapons that are healthy enough. I mean, the Niners just have a history of just having constant issues with injuries at this point. And I just don't really see us making a big run. Yeah, can we make playoffs? Sure, not a big deal, especially with the strength of schedule and everything. I mean, you got the Panthers and, you know, you have the Titans coming up and everything like that. But again, I just don't see it really coming around where we're going to be a real, true contender with all the injuries at this point. So that's all I wanted to say, guys.
Yeah, no, and Mike, I'm with you. I don't think this team's a true contender either.
But that's why it was so fascinating where they were at with their record coming in, you know, this game and the fact that they're sitting two games over and still got a chance.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a lot of this is schedule related, and like we knew this was going to happen. Look at the next four games. They can go 2-2 in those games.
But if you look at the NFC, Steiny, you kept saying and banging that drum, 10 can get you in. 10 might not get you in now.
If you get to 8-6, you're going to control your own destiny because you'll have the Bears. If you beat the Bears, it's so interesting. The year's probably going to come down to whether they can beat the Bears and or the Panthers. And
well, Panthers is Monday night. They looked sorry yesterday.
If you can't
lost to Saints,
beat both those teams, then
you don't deserve it.
Then you're right in the middle of the pack. But I think that's where we know this team is anyway.
Yeah, but you know, and there's not a walking soul that watched that game or was in the stadium like my cousin Norman. It flew out here all the way from Mississippi to get disappointed like that. But it happened. But Stoney, the first three drives for the Rams, I charted this, 26 plays, 209 yards, 9 yards, and 21 points. Then they went three possessions with 11 plays, 32 yards, 0 points. So the defense got some traction, and the Rams punted twice on the day. But I see you smirking.
That to me.
But when you get within seven, yeah. I guess.
Right. That's right.
The divide is we can't stop them when we need to. And the Rams did. You got them to a 4th-and-2, and Nacua caught it, and that was the story.
You get down 21-0. All bets are off after that. Mm. Like, you get to, you know what? You get down 21-0.
Yeah, at home.
Mac Jones should have a big day because he's going to have to throw a lot. Mm. And, again, the Rams, they get up 21-0. And you know what?
Yeah.
They let up a little bit.
Man.
And then it gets to 21-14 and they go, "Oh, we need a score here." And they go get one.
Right.
And then they
The
49ers get it to 28-21 and then they go, "Well, we need a score here."
Yeah.
And they go get one. And then they probably think, "Let's get a stop here just to put this thing away."
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not that easy, but if you just look at the
I got you, man.
There was a talent discrepancy there yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've said this, and you're right. Like, this stuff's all catching up with them. The injuries on defense are certainly catching up to them. And, you know, they're gonna have trouble stopping competent offenses.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, and you tell me if I'm being greedy, Stoney. So there's 1:10 left in the second quarter right before halftime. The Niners had a chance to do the double up. But it's 1:10, it's the Rams. You get the ball, Stafford misses a wide open tight end. I forget the name of the tight end, misses that, and they punt. So you get the ball, 1:10 left, and you start the possession with a delay of game. Like, and I know it's only 5 yards, but you can't have that happen, and you get nothing out of that possession. But I'm just thinking to myself, that's what it was going to take in regard to perfection for this offense to even scare the Rams. And you're right. It was like an NBA team since you brought up the play-in. I do like that one. Being up 20, 25 points and then kind of letting their, you know, foot off the gas. And here come the Niners. But I'm just nervous about this team moving forward, about what they're not without defensively. Can you expect them to really – you know, stop a good offense or a mediocre offense? Because Houston, the Texans were mediocre, and they kept you on the field forever and a day.
I don't think there's anything to be nervous about if you're a 49er fan. Your defense is flat out depleted. It's not a playoff defense. You've got bit by the injury bug. You've got a lot of young players. So, like, now they just got to go out and play. Like, there's nothing to be nervous about. You're not Super Bowl contenders reeling, and you gotta get it back together.
So
you're just a middle of the pack team at 6-4, who won a couple big games early. Now we find out that they're 3-4 since their 3-0 start, and there's nothing to do other than try to scrounge out some more wins and go ahead and make the playoffs, if for no other reason than to give the young guys their first crack at it.
Do you think I'm being too tough? Because I've said this saying, and I took it from John Madden, the great John Madden, rest in peace, Donnie. A cornerback's best friend is a pass rush. And it's apparent the Niners just can't get home at all. And Stafford was back there with his Norelco. If he wanted to shave, make a sandwich, whatever he wanted to do, he had an answer. But Jair Brown, Mustafa, Renardo Green, all these young guys getting experience, Donnie. They're Upton Stout. They're getting picked on.
Right.
Do you think I'm being overly critical on them because there is no pass rush? Or can you be? Is it fair to be like, no, that's not good enough, what you put out there yesterday? Because there's miscommunications going on left and right to me in the secondary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And you got all youngsters those, back there.
Right. So all those guys in the secondary are young. And you're playing a team with a quarterback who's been in the league 17 years and can put the ball on the money.
Man.
You've got two of the top receivers in the NFL. You don't have much of a pass rush. Like, to me, it was, what did we really expect?
And you got tight end University over there with, he was using all three of them, Stafford was.
Which, you know, what you needed was for Matt Stafford to make some mistakes, and he was not going to make mistakes yesterday. I think he had one ball that I thought could have been picked. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, he was just laying it in there.
Four TDs. And
they weren't able to be stopped yesterday.
And they averaged 4.2 yards on the ground between Williams and Corum, and they didn't put it on the carpet like they did last time these two teams played. So that was another component that the Niners, the takeaways. They got them last time they played. They didn't get them this game.
Yeah. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Anything surprise you yesterday? Mm. If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, as disappointing as it was there anything that just wasn't acceptable, even though this is a young team and this team is still trying to figure out a lot of, I should say it's a young defense. I shouldn't say it's a young team because it's the offense obviously has some players. Also, on the other side, I want to bring up something, Kyle Shanahan thing that, I don't know. He's got this.
It's bothering me.
He's got this pattern, and I want to know if it should be something he should just automatically do every game. I'll talk about that on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat yesterday, but they're still 6-4 with a little action. 49ers in a shambles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.